You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hiya.
Yeah, hi mate.
So what was it you wanted to say?
If you and I fight,
yeah,
everyone's gonna lose, mate.
No, no, I'm really nice.
I also don't want to fight, Jess.
No, no, I
don't. Also, and also, mate, you're wrong, mate. Like, honestly, I have never done anything but try to do what's right. Even if you don't agree with the way I've gone about it, even if I've taken too long, blah, blah, I promise you, mate, I'm a good person. My integrity is standing, and I abide by that.
Look, and the long and short of it is, you know, I've built up a trust relationship because you did the right thing in 2016, okay? And I've always stood by you, you know, okay, maybe not so much recently because I'm starting to ask a few questions because people are on edge. But, you know, you did the right thing historically. But I can't, what I'm concerned about, and I don't want, you know, I don't want to be arguing with you. Last thing I want to do is have arguments with people. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, discontent in the office because of all the stuff that's happened in the last few months.
I'm not even there.
No, I know you're not there, but for instance, when Nikki went, that was a big thing where people started to look at you, unfortunately. And if I don't unfortunately, if I don't bring that to your attention, then, you know, I need to tell you.
I don't have an issue with anything you brought to my attention.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I have an issue,
as I've always said, and you know how I'm made, mate. You know you live with me, mate, and you know how I'm made.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the long and short of it, whether it's that, whether it's the Mehl thing as well, I just, look, you know.
What Mehl is trying to do is wrong. He's changing the goalpost. I've no intention of Mehl not having his shares. He's entitled to them. Nothing at all. Yeah? Absolutely, he should get his shares. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
My issue is that he's putting you, and the irony of this is, I'm fucking trying to defend you, and you're giving me a hard time. The reality is, he is putting you and my mum and every other motherfucking shareholder, including his father, at risk. And I think he's doing it because he wants transparency on numbers. And he can have the transparency on numbers. He doesn't need to do what he's doing. And he can have a shared trust declaration as well to make sure he's got ownership of the share.
Yeah, I mean, look, the long and short of it with the Mehl thing, Mehl's wanting of the shares or not is a side thing. I do have some reservations because I'm looking at the Ranveer thing and I'm just thinking, what I don't want is a repeat of Ranveer trying to do what he's done to Matt 10 years down the line, which is why I actually think it would be a good idea to try and work out where the land lies with the shares, okay, whether it's Mehl's shares, whether it's my shares, whether it's Adam Linton's shares, where we can all agree on something, because if we're not in agreement, okay, or there is an issue of contention, it's only going to affect the business going forward.
I don't think we'll survive.
So, yeah, and this is the thing. We need to work out, this is how much, you know, Mehl gets his shares or whatever. However it gets delivered, I don't really
but
care.
I've also told you, like in the past, what my view on this was.
Yeah.
So basically, there is a grey area, and I'm not going to say it's this or that, because I honestly don't know, right? Bottom line is, there were a myriad of conversations had about how we could do this, how we could do that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is the transaction that you completed, right, with Fletcher Day and the company and your IP, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fucking Nirvana solution to everything. And you and I worked on it together, mate. And it's a Nirvana solution to the challenge we had at hand, yeah? And
yeah.
It is, in a court of law, yeah, it is indisputable, arguably, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If RAN Limited, which it needs to do, is wound up in the next week or two, yeah, and this must happen, if it is wound up, it protects against Dow Jones, it protects against Ranveer Singh, yeah?
Yeah.
It draws a line and conclusion, and again, this is my own view, but again, it is substantively supported by people that have done this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Richard Rowan's, Albie, lawyers.
Yeah.
Now, the reality is that we all agreed, we all sat around the table, not around the table, but metaphorically, we all agreed, and Metal signed documents to the same effect, or as far as it, saying, this is what we're going to do, right? Now, in the future world, yes, of course people are entitled to the shares or going to, no, not entitled. In law, they're not entitled, yeah? But in the realms of ethical and moral obligation of what we did, there was an understanding that basically, if people could, I'll wrap it up like this formally, if people could provide value going forward, then they would be entitled to shareholding roughly similar to what they had in the old shareholding. Yeah?
Yeah.
But to do that right now, yeah, puts everybody at risk. And the reason for that is because RAN Limited needs to be wound down. And when RAN Limited gets wound down, it goes through a process of investigation. And that process, it comes under the insolvency service. Now, we're in a very strong position because of various things we've done and the fact that they are, that Richard Rhodes is an associate of Albies, and, you know, and there is some overlink also to what Andrew Longfield is doing and so on. And we want to be in a position where we can actually leverage that to our advantage, i.e., Richard, can you take a look at this, Schneider? Can you take a look at this, Sting? Can you take a look at this, M&R? Yeah? Well, Mal basically means that we will then come under the spotlight, or Jess will. They will look at that transaction. The government is the one worried about. The government will look at that. Well, no, not the government. Sting, yeah, will claim that he's a creditor, and I'll be honest with you, given the court costs, he'll have a right to claim he's a creditor, yeah? But that doesn't really matter, because the way that we've done the accounts with Albury means that Jet will be the biggest creditor, yeah?
Yeah.
So he won't really have a leg to stand on. But he could then say, well, that's not independent, and I don't believe that transaction's happening. He could get fucking, Richard East to go to the court and say, and he could potentially get a judge to say, okay, we need to look at all of it, yeah? The last thing in the world we want to be doing is saying, you know, this is potentially a bullshit transaction, i.e. it hasn't happened at arm's length, it hasn't this, that and the other, yeah? Because we're just giving ammunition to Rambit. Like we're giving ammunition.
Yeah.
In our own internal bullshit disputes, yeah, we are at risk of giving Rambit ammunition and Dow Jones ammunition. And the problem is that they will say, investigate. Now, Richard Rhodes will go, no, you're full of shit, blah, blah. He then may go to the court and say, please investigate, blah, blah. Now, the problem is he'll probably also ring the VAT office. He'll probably also ring the HMRC. I mean, like, he's basically going to go nuts because he's effectively, his situation has gone from where he's sitting at home now going, I claimed for my damages, that's $50,000. And then I'm going to claim for my court costs, $50,000. I claimed for damages, another $250,000 or million, billion, whatever. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's full of shit, yeah, if the company is not in insolvency, we have got to pay a lawyer to defend his claim. Similarly, we're going to have to fucking defend the shit with VAT. Similarly with the fucking corporation tax. Blah, blah, blah. It's just, mate, you know, I know you think like Albie's lying to me or whatever, but the reality is, mate, he's done this shit. You know what he's like. He's done fucking accountant. He's got his benefits and pros and cons. But the reality is, he's telling us, don't do this for a year, because in a year's time, insolvency with RAN Limited is done, it's put to bed, no one can ask any questions, and then give the shares out. And I'm trying to say, there's a halfway house here, yeah? I think give Mehul the shares that he can cause it. But there is another question at hand. Mehul has made up his number of 36. So I haven't had a chance to look at these numbers until the last week, probably the last 5 days. Bottom line is, Mehul has assumed that he's entitled to buy half of Matthew's share, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you buy half, and he said to me the other day, like, he could have even had over 50%, which I just don't even understand. How has he got a number the way he gets over 50%? That was never, as far as I can remember, unless I'm literally losing my marbles, yeah, possible. There was never any problems with that. But the bottom line is, we talked about loads of different options, yeah? And if you remember, I said to you, 6 months, 12 months ago, I said, there's going to be an issue down the road. Mehul will say, I'm entitled to half my shares, and I'm going to say, but the company bought the shares. Now, I'll tell you the difference this makes to Adam and I and my mum, right? It basically is 53 or 55%, yeah? So it's fuck all. It doesn't really affect us, right? So I'm not even having this argument for the benefit of me, yeah? I'm basically saying it because of what's right and fair, and I knew it was going to come up, and I had a potential solution if we weren't all fighting that would work quite well. Do you remember the conversation or not? Because I'll repeat it to you now.
Basically, I remember something being raised up about it, but... Yeah,
basically, if Mehul... So let's just take it. Adam and I, Mum and blah, blah, 53 or 55, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really worth having a full-on war with Mehul over 2%, particularly as it doesn't affect the sort of golden percentage. It's really not. I don't want it. I'm telling you, I do not want to fight metal, mate. I don't have to. I can't be any more clear about it, yeah? But I also want, whether you believe it or not, and, you know, we had this chat today and whatever, but like, I want to do what's right. Bottom line is, it was very grey in terms of what was agreed. We basically saw lots of permutations, yeah? And there was the option to buy half a match shares and all this kind of stuff. But there was also, well, let the company buy them. Now, in the end, the way that we did it, and that everyone signed documents to it, you know, and if no one wants to go down the road of, oh, George conspired to do the whole fucking thing, I mean, it's just ridiculous, mate. I mean, you can't, well, I got, like, fucking 7 very intelligent people to basically do something which they thought was wrong. Well, okay, but they still did it, and they still thought it was wrong. That includes you. Yeah, it's just laughable, mate. But the point is, anyway, but basically, if you, it doesn't, as I said, 55 to 53 is with Adam and I. But what it does affect is Matthew and Anthony. So basically, if the company buys shares, which is what, so legally what has happened is the company has bought shares back from Matt.
Yeah.
Right? As a result of that, the situation ends up that Mehul's entitled to 23% or something, 23.7%, yeah? And Matthew and Anthony, I don't know what the numbers in front of me, but roughly 20%. If you do it the other way and say, actually, no, it was agreed that you could buy half of Matt's shares, as was Cindy Busfield, then he ends up with 36% and they end up with about 10 and we lose about 2%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from my position, it doesn't really matter, right? But I actually, the point is that the company did buy those shares, right? It is a grey area, right, except that. But then I'm like, well, why don't we use the discrepancy between the two things, given the two points of views, and give those shares to Jason and Vince and so on. That's what I said to you 12 months ago.
Yeah.
Because I knew this conversation was going to come up. I knew it would be a bit of a battle. I'm not saying to you, I categorically know that we agreed the company would buy it. Yeah? I'm not telling you that, mate, because that's not the truth. The truth is, lots of permutations were discussed. I don't think a conclusion was ever reached.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of just evolves that the best situation for the company was the company to buy the shares. Now, if we then said, okay, actually, we all agree, so let's say Mehul turns up with an email saying, no, here's the email, and I could have forgotten it. Mehul turns up with an email going, no, here it is, we agree 50-50. I don't think he can do that. And if he can, I will accept it. Yeah? But if that's the case, then he needs to contribute £42,000 to the company. Yeah? As does my mother.
Okay.
Because either the company buys them.
Yeah, or you and Mehul buy them. Yeah? Yeah.
So at the moment, the legal position is the company bought them. And Mehul is entitled to 23.x%. Matthew and Anthony entitled to 20%. My view was this discussion was going to come up. So the difference between what they were entitled to or whatever, I felt could go to Lince and you. And that is what I relate to you about 12 months ago. Okay, you don't know if you remember or not. But if everyone accepts Mehul's entitled to 50% and my mum's entitled to 50%, well, then the company, in that ethical... So there's a legal and ethical situation. Then he needs to contribute half the money for the shares.
Yeah.
You buy them off Mac. And Mac's got a debt to the company, and that money needs to go into the company. And my mother needs to do the same. And I will do that. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know whether he'll do it, but whatever. And that's that situation. It is what it is. Now, what Mehul has openly said to me is, George, you've got to go below 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be as clear as I can to the light of day. 3 years, nearly cost me my life, cost me 2 relationships, I've got scars all over my body, nearly broken me. There ain't no motherfucking way I'll give up control of this company.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that you and Lynn don't get shares, mate. You get your shares and, you know, they can be voting up to a point, they can be non-voting up to a point, whatever needs to happen. But be fair to me as a friend. And what I'm trying to do is put a structure in place whereby there's a decision-making body with those 5 people, yeah, such that you, Bales, Aubrey, Death, me. So, for example, the CRM, right?
Yeah.
We would have had a discussion on a Monday or a Tuesday about CRM, I would have said what I said. Yeah. I tried to convince everyone in the forum that it's not the right time to do CRM. Probably would have been outvoted, but at least maybe people would have listened to me enough to say, okay, let's do it next month or in 2 months. Alex is the only guy in the office. Yeah? But we're going to do it. So it would have been outvoted. Now, that I'm willing to accept.
Okay. That's so on the point of
that's the way I want the company to work.
Yeah. Okay. On the point of voting or non-voting, I don't know. On that regard, I think you know my stance. I want to try and have voting shares, and I feel that I've been in here long enough, and I don't really, that's not something I want to move on at all, On the 50% issue, okay, I don't think people really care whether you have more or less than 50%, but what is a consensus issue at the moment is there are a lot of issues in the company and shit has been parked at your door, to use your words, okay? And if you look like you want to have control and be above 52%, then people are going to... It makes it very easy to scapegoat you if things go wrong, okay?
So, not really, because the new structure means it won't just be down to me.
So, yeah, what's important is if you're going to retain, being majority shareholder...
Jason,
I think
it's hard for you to do the structure, mate.
I think it's really important to ensure that from a control point of view, that everybody is able to, contribute, and this is why I think something, I'm not saying this is the right thing, but let's just say there's five of us that vote. It's me, you, Adam Vose.
No, not Adam Vose.
And Mehul, or maybe it's Linton.
Not Mehul.
Well, whatever it is, that there's five people that vote.
No,
let's say there's five people that vote, okay? All right, and those votes are equal, and you and Adam are on that, I'm on that, whether Adam, Linton, or whether it's...
I'm telling you who the five people are, mate.
Pardon?
I'm trying to tell you who I think the five people should be.
Yes. All I'm saying is there needs to be an ability, so we can vote, and the fear is that if you're going to be majority shareholder, if there's a decision that's made that where people don't agree with you, they don't want a dictatorship. That's all I'm saying.
That's okay. And that is what that is the structure I'm trying to put in place.
Okay, well, that's the main concern at the moment.
No, I accept that, and that's why I'm trying to do this. But also, can I just say on the side, too much shit has been laid at my door, which is unfair.
Yeah, but the trouble is, that has happened because
I'm not there.
Working as a group.
And also, again, I accept that, and I'm telling you, as a mate, I want this to happen because I want some time to not have to work, mate. I have not had a holiday or break in 3 years. I need it. And if I put the structure in place, all I will have to do is attend a meeting once a week where we take a vote on serious matters or matters at hand, and that's it. Now, I won't just do that, because you know me well enough, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of governance and legal shit that I need to finish off, and there's accountancy stuff, like accounts and stuff that I need to tidy up and agree stuff with PGM and all that kind of stuff, yeah? But what you're actually asking for is actually what I want, because I need to let you guys run the company.
Yeah. And the other contentious point is, as I said earlier, is knowing what money's gone where in terms of the steward situation, because...
I have absolutely no issues. I'll provide transparency to Aubrey, and if you're nice to me, I'll provide it to you as well.
Yeah, I mean...
I've got nothing to hide, mate. I've got...
We're all asking questions, because obviously we know some money went to GCB, okay?
Yeah.
A lot has also been spent on legals and stuff, and the long and short of it is, like I was saying earlier, if like half my house collapses and I need to get a builder to repair it, I am entitled to go to that builder and just say, I need a breakdown of costs. Okay, how much of that is material? How much is that work?
Going forward, mate, we'll have management accounts, which is another thing we need to install to come back. So every month. So we might have this leadership team might meet once a week, but we might have a big one once a month. Now, there'll be a board above that, right, which I'm not even addressing at the moment, mate, to be honest with you, because it's just...
Yeah, another
Point is, we need a leadership team to run the business, right? I have had a heart-to-heart with Aubrey last week. I've apologized because I think, you know, people have said, I feel like people have used things against me. Like, and then I've had conversations with you about Aubrey, right?
Yeah.
The reason I have those conversations is because lots of people say things to me, and I'm worried about it. And I'm not worried about it because I hate Aubrey. I'm worried about it because I care about the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I rang Aubrey and I said, look, mate. And I said that to him. And I said, but I think you think I've betrayed you, like I've let you down. And I said, if that's the case, yeah? And I had a night about 2 months ago where I lost the plot. I think I was on the phone to you a bit. Apparently I rang Aubrey. I basically had a drink, mate, which was a very, very bad idea. And basically, I had a conversation with Aubrey. I don't even remember it, mate. I don't even know what was said.
Yeah?
It was the same night that you and Stuart said, oh, he didn't handle himself very well last night. Like, I was very angry. About, I was so concerned about the business and like people aren't caring enough about it, they're not passionate enough and all this shit, yeah? But I did come on this endeavour and say we would do it as a team. I also do think, if I'm honest with you, I've earned my right to be a majority shareholder, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's cost me, I'm Jason, you're probably the one person I can almost say in parallel, but it's cost me more than anyone really, mate, it has. But that's all right, put the violins away, all that shit, yeah? I'm really fucking hurt. Like, because basically, people are questioning my integrity. Wherever they wrap it up, they are. I will validate it, and I have no concerns whatsoever, and I will fucking show you the numbers or whatever. But can you understand, like, when I've given everything, like, I say, Rambi's on 110, I'll take 75. And then, yeah, I'm being fucking challenged, and, like, things like that, you know, and, like, fucking, I'm the one guy who sorts out the antiques thing. I'm the one guy who fucking finds cash when it's needed. You know, it's just, it's quite hard to swallow, you know, and I sat in a taxi with a guy the other night, yeah, and he said, can you pay me up front? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a t-shirt and tracky bottoms. Can you pay me up front? And I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I've used this company 12 times. I've never been asked to pay up front in my life. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 15 quid there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he goes, well, that's the policy. I said, well, how can it be the policy? I mean, you're the 12th times I've used the company, and the first 11, no one's asked me, and they've all been at the same time of night, roughly 9 o'clock. So, make any sense. And I know in my head, that he's looking at me in tracksuit. Well, looking like a homeless bum, as I usually do.
Yeah.
But it pisses me off. Well, no, so ring the head officer, like, whatever. I'm like, whatever. Okay, fine, well, I need to go. So we're kind of having this case, I'll say, and I'm like, well, there you go. Anyway, give him 20 quid, whatever. He goes, well, you need to change. I'm like, no, I need to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get chatting or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story is, by the end of the conversation, although kind of drops me back, so I just went to pick something up and they came back. They said, you know, he's like, oh, man, he's like, literally, he's going, oh, I'm so sorry, I got you wrong, you know, like, you know, it's just that people do run. And I said, yeah, blah, blah. And he goes, and to be honest with you, you were wearing tracky bottoms and a t-shirt and blah, blah. But that doesn't give you, I said, mate, that doesn't give you the right to make me pay up front. I said, and if I don't stand up for it, what society are we going to live in if I don't stand up for the process that I believe to be right? Yeah, and then he got a picture out, showed me on his phone. He'd been beaten up 2 weeks ago. They'd stolen everything from him, yeah? And I said, mate, how I feel, I wish I was there that night.
Mm-hmm.
Kick their fucking asses with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, like, I said, but you can't pass that on, otherwise we're all going to... I got, like, all kind of philosophical about it, but I was like, you know, we're going to pass it on to everyone. That's why, like, we all have to have fucking locks on the doors as opposed to, you know, leaving the front door open. You know, it's just because I wear tracky bees, mate. You know, sounds arrogant, so don't take it the wrong way.
I
wear tracky bees and t-shirt because I don't want to be seen in a fucking 400 fucking 4 grand suit because it means nothing to me.
Yeah, but, look, I mean, the main thing I'm just concerned about is the lack of transparency makes it very easy for people to ask questions, and it's just another area where distrust troubles up.
I will give the transparency.
It's peace of mind.
I've got no issue with it, but you should.
And all I'm trying to say is if you're not doing this, then it's going to create a shitstorm, you know.
I've got absolutely no issue with doing it. None.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And then again, you know, shares, I think there needs to be, you know,
I think the reality is going to be that the company owes us money, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have to loan money back to the company. Now, you might think at the moment, but think about it, mate. I don't put invoices in for like a year. I'm like the most fucking shit, lax, laser days bastard on the planet, aren't I, like that?
Well, let's just get a spreadsheet with that.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm halfway through. That's why I couldn't give you. That's why I could give you the accounts. That's part of it. What I was doing, so to be able, I could actually finally got a number on the antiques, 111,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just think it would be just good to have a rough spreadsheet of what.
I'm going to then put in my pay rise back to Ramsey's amount of intent.
Okay, and then, you know...
I'm not going to do that, yeah. But do you feel what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
And you understand why I may feel a little offended by it?
No, the problem is people are asking questions, and it's obviously a large...
But then you're supposed to fucking protect me, mate, as is Aubrey.
Yeah, but we need to know where the land lies as well. And this is the thing, I don't really know how much has gone on your salary, how much has gone on...
Which I'm putting an invoice of salary.
You know, so... Yeah, I just don't know where the land lies. And, you know, if people are asking, if there are questions being asked...
Who's asking these questions? Because, honestly, mate, I don't think people, like, you know, as far as I was on the board for 10 years at RAF, yeah? Not once did I see a bank statement. Maybe that's, in hindsight, a bad thing.
Probably, that's why we ended up...
But you see what I mean? I've got nothing, I'll give you a transparency, but this, I don't want to have to keep doing this, I don't want to have to keep justifying myself. It does upset me.
No, I think it'd be a lot
when you've given so much to try and do what's right and to try and bet the company.
I think if we were more open amongst everyone, then these issues won't get asked in the first place.
Well, no, I think we need. I think we need this leadership team. I think it's pretty fucking evident.
Okay. And on the shares thing, you know, Mattel's one thing. Me, Adam Linton is another thing.
I want you and Linton. Let me be clear about that.
Yeah, and it'd be good to know roughly what figures they are going to be. I think that discussion needs to happen fairly soon. Because the thing is, look, when staff morale is low, you know, Linton's literally the other day turned around and said, well, I don't know whether I should even worry about shares at the moment because if the business is about to collapse, then
But the thing is, and I spoke to Mehul about this today, if the business collapsed, we still have a £2.3 million client revenue stream which people would fucking snap up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would.
Yeah.
You fucking hell, you sell that to ITC, it's £2.3 million immediate profit for them. Sell it to fucking Trade News, £2.3 million profit. Go to Live Score, £2.3 million profit.
Yeah, but we can be going
I don't
to
want
that.
To sell the business, mate.
No.
I don't want to sell the business. You don't want to sell the business.
No.
But I have been open with you. I've told Mehul. I've told I took to ITC. They asked me for a meeting. I never went. Cancelled the meeting. I've told you that there's interest. You know, but I don't want to sell the business. I want us to do something cool with it. But, you know, I also, you know, we're fucking, mate, and I'm for you as well. Like,
yeah.
We're maybe, if the business falls apart, what do you want to do? Just go, oh, well, I'll take nothing? Or do you want to sell the £2.3 million fucking revenue stream?
I get you. I want to wrap this up, but long and short of it, I just think that in the next kind of week or two, I think it'd be good to have a conversation where the shares are for me, Linton, everyone. If we're going to do Mehul, we might as well do everybody. Know where the land lies. That will make people happier, I think. I'm keen to have voting shares. I believe I've been here long enough to justify them. You said a figure of 10% the other day, you know, if that's very...
Well, basically, there was 10% differential between thing and thing. I don't know, mate. I don't know what the number should be.
Yeah.
To work it out, we need to have that discussion like sensible things as human beings, like we should do with everything.
Yeah, let's have a discussion based on that. We'll take that as a sort of starting point, I guess.
Also, mate, for the first time, you mentioned something the other day, like the first time you're, like, worried about money. Just take your fucking bonus, mate. Take it. 12
okay.
grand, whatever. You deserve
okay.
it. It's not shady. Do you want it?
Let's do that.
Right, so do you want me to raise it?
Yeah.
And this isn't, but you must not take this. This is why I get nervous about. You must not take this as me trying to go challenging situation. Like, actually, the challenging situation that I'm in makes me not want to give you the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you know what I mean? Like, if people fucking fight me, then I become defensive. But, mate, I'm the one fucking that has always said, have it. You know? I'm not going to have the same support. You know, I'm the one that's got a fucking room full of fucking storage shit. I'm the one that gives my room to you, or my house to you, or gives my fucking keys to my front door to you.
Yeah. No, okay, fair enough.
Don't forget who I fucking am, mate.
Look, as I said to you, I don't want to want this relationship of trust to break down because ultimately you did the right thing in 2016.
And I've done the right thing now, even if you don't know it, I have.
But people are questioning you at the moment, and the problem is...
Who's questioning
you?
Do you not feel like I'm being undermined for a purpose? Do you not think metal wants to undermine me?
Yeah, but look, that's come from a lot of places at the moment. Whether it's metal...
Tell me, I'm not there, buddy.
Whether it's Stuart, whether it's Aubrey, or whether it's Linton because Sam's gone or whatever... I have to make those points, and
how am I? It can't all be laid at my door, mate. How am I responsible? I'm not, Jace. I'm just talking to you about it. How am I responsible for Sam?
You're not, but I have to raise these issues because they're all happening at the same time. And I do. Okay, the Sam thing is an exception, but there was a bit of a warning about and.
You haven't given me a warning, but mate, you know me well enough. If we go to war, you know I never back down.
I don't want to fight, mate.
We've had enough.
I'm trying to bring this, I'm just trying to raise it because otherwise, it does end up in a fight, that's all. And I don't want to be in a fight. I don't really want to be picking sides with people. I'd rather...
Let's be honest, Jason. Be honest with me. You have to have it all yourself.
I am having a few doubts at this very moment in time, and I want to get past
that. Transparency on numbers?
I think transparency is one thing. And
yeah, that's one thing, so I can fix that next.
And the other thing is, there is an issue with treatment of staff, not so much because you're being malicious, but the way that things have unfolded make people question you. And
Nikki, basically, all off the back of
it. The Nikki thing, because, look, when that happened, obviously, when you get angry, people are like, oh, gosh, and it had a knock-on effect on Aubrey, on Alex, and, Stuart, and people are like, it makes people ask questions. And then
made a decision with Nikki because that was the 20th thing after 19 others.
I mean, I don't really care what happened between you and Nikki, but it's the way it unfolds.
Because if it's having a negative effect, I need to care.
Yeah, it's just the way it unfolds and the way it's perceived is a massive issue, is the perception of it. And
the good thing is that we'll now have a management team in place to make decisions so I can't make them in isolation.
Yeah, I think if people can see that there is a more of a democratic and transparent process, people will have less of an issue. But that's why things are getting parked at your door. It's not because you're a bad person, it's because...
Well, that's good because I'm not a bad person.
Yeah, things aren't going well, and if you're the one who's pulling all the strings, then it's very easy to be scapegoated.
But I'm not really...
There has to be a conversation...
I'm not really pulling all the strings, buddy. I've made a decision without speaking to you.
Anyway.
But that is true,
Yeah.
Fair. Anyway, I get what you're saying. We're going to fix it.
We're going to try and avoid fights.
We're going to try and put it right. Trying to put the structure in place to do the good thing. Transparency will come halfway through it. Okay, so hopefully we'll move
on. All right, let's get this thing off to Stuart.
And at least we've got this thing with Stuart. I've sent it already.
You sent it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so can you just approve it or whatever, speak to you? We are progressing, okay? And I appreciate this thing of the fucking torture again.
Okay, no worries. All right, okay.
I haven't let you down, Jess, by the way.
No. Yeah, but you can see why it's difficult, and you can see I'm kind of frustrated because I'm looking at it personally as well, and I'm thinking...
I've always said to you, you deserve it.
Yeah. Everyone's unhappy, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, well, I've taken a pay cut, effectively, and then I'm looking at it, and everyone's leaving, and it doesn't look good for me from that point of view.
I'm trying to fix it. Put your bonus claim in. We'll get that done today.
Yeah. I mean, that does one thing, and then, let's deal with shares and stuff. Going forward, that's a discussion for, later in the week or whatever. Alright, anyway, let's deal with the Stuart thing, because that's the immediate thing for now. I'm not too worried about shares and shit in the short term.
But you said that for a while, and you still owe 24 grand, so.
Anyway, let me just deal with this Stuart thing.
Thanks for the chat. We'll get it sorted. Cheers, buddy.
Okay, all right. Catch you in a bit. Bye-bye.